All right, friends, just take a moment and notice your body. Notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, breathe into it with love. It's just a messenger. It's just trying to get you to notice something. Breathe into it with love, and if it's been there a long time, it can be hard to feel loving toward the pain. I do understand that. I had chronic pain for a number of years. But what's really going on is this pain is being extraordinarily patient with you, waiting for you to figure out the message. So we can just apologize to the pain for taking so long to figure it out and let it know you're on the hunt. And knowing that we're eternal beings on an eternal growth path, definitely, at some point, you will figure out the message. That goes without saying, yes? So why not now? Now. Beautiful. Notice your breathing. Notice whether you're breathing equally into the left and right lung. Most of us are not. Have the intention to breathe into that lung that's being less used. Breathe fully into it right now. Notice if you're balanced in your breathing from front to back. Most of us are not. Draw the breath into that part which was less used. Usually it's the back. Usually it's the back of the left lung. Breathe into that less used space. Let the yawns occur. It's the expansion of the energy body. And now breathe all the way down to the very bottoms of the lungs. They go down to our waists, friends, all the way down to the very bottoms of your lungs. Feel your energy body straightening up as your breathing balances. Now, when it feels right to you, start to draw your focus into your heart chakra, into the fullness of the heart chakra. And remember how big these chakras are, friends. I don't think there's a person in this room who has a chakra smaller than from wall to wall. So it might be very helpful to just open your eyes briefly and remind yourself how big the room is, and then draw, and that your heart chakra is round, not just that big side to side, but also that big top to bottom. A round cylindrical shape in this particular way that we're relating to it. Now draw the energy from universal presence, light, love, joy, peace, health, happiness, and harmony, which is our birthright, into the fullness of the heart chakra, feeling the chakra expand with this divine blessing until it's too much for anyone to possibly hold, and it exhales out the back in a river of love and peace and joy and happiness. And well-being, letting the river flow. Front to back, front to back, front to back, front to back, through the fullness of the heart chakra, at least as big as this room, or much bigger, significantly bigger for many people in this room, significantly larger. Letting that river flow way, way, way above your head and way, way, way below your feet, still flowing front to back, front to back, front to back, front to back, flowing through us and through our lives. Through us and through our lives, through us and through our lives. Letting the focus now move out the back of the heart, connecting to that element of divine presence you're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness or Buddha nature or something else entirely. It doesn't matter, and you don't need to know what it is. Find it by intention, by pitch, by vibration. Just draw it into the back of the heart. Whatever it is you're most personally comfortable with, invite it in and draw it into the back of the heart. Once again, the fullness, at least as big as this room, and for many of us, significantly larger, drawing that divine presence into the back of the heart, letting the river now flow back to front, 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 flowing through us and through our lives, through us and through our lives. Let it swish that riverbed of the heart chakra clear, way down beneath your feet, the very bottom of the heart chakra, where all the sadness settles down to, the grief, the despair, the anger, That's where it settles. Let that wash clear. Let it wash clear and let the vortex pick it up. Now let's swish those rivers back to front and front to back through the heart. Back to front and front to back, creating turbulence, clearing, cleansing the heart. Now let's invite both rivers to flow full force simultaneously through the heart, doubling up the amount of love present. Feeling those chakras pop into formation. Beautiful. Now, when it feels right to you, draw the focus to the feet and through the feet, connecting into divine planetary energy, starting to draw up Father Earth and Mother Earth energy through us and around us. Again, at least as wide as this room, friends, through your entire vertical pillar of light, at least as wide as this room. Let bless you, letting that river flow, earth to sky, through us and around us, through you and around you, through us and through our lives. Now, there's always more we can do with our vertical channels. We're engaging right now in the eternal process of straightening up the vertical channels, drawing them up, 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 up to source, drawing them up to source. There's always more that can be done because we're eternally growing beings. We're eternally expanding beings. That is our path. And so there's always new channels that can be straightened up, drawing them up, 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 up to source. And as your focus goes up with those channels, let it go to the crown and through the crown, connecting into source energy now, that rainbow of healing frequencies, drawing in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to, will ever have access to, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flowing river of love, letting that river flow now, sky to earth, 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 swishing those rivers top to bottom and bottom to top, top to bottom and bottom to top in a pillar at least as wide as this room, friends. I see some of them shrinking down again. It's just old habits of thinking. Perfectly understandable. We'll work on that today. And now, spinning the energy body on its vertical axis, creating turbulence, clearing, cleansing, now inviting both rivers to flow full force simultaneously, doubling up the amount of love present, sky to earth and earth to sky right now. Whoa. Whew, drawing the focus to the intersection area of heart chakra, whew, and vertical channels, whew, letting it build a critical mass of love, and instantly it expands into a bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private healing, learning, growing space for us to do our work in today. Just notice that bubble, relate to it, perceive it, however you do that best. Notice how light, bright, loving it is, how joyful, happy it is, and how strong it is, and resilient. Crackling with electricity, really, really, really clear. The only beings that we invite in can join us. This is private, sacred, healing, learning, growing space. Now, friends, call for your guides, angels, healing beings to join us. Whoa. Whoa. My ears just popped. Whoa. Asking for guidance, support, protection in this event, permission to engage in this weekend. Whoa. Nice. Let's ask the teachers of the Lightworkers Healing Method and the avatars of the Lightworkers Healing Method to be present with us and help us as individuals and as a group take the next step forward in our own journey of becoming. Very nice. Now notice the vortex. Thank you so much. Look how it just continually creates clear space for us, taking away everything, the split second, the very moment it's released. Whisking it away the moment it's released, taking it away for recycling. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Notice how deep it goes. It goes way, way, way down to below where we are pulling light up from, way down from below so that nothing is left lying around. And notice how high up it goes. It goes way, way up to above where we were anchoring the space in so that nothing is left lying around. It's instantly taken away for recycling. And now, let's notice the living waters, that waterfall of divine presence, that waterfall of pure love coming right down the center of the vortex, flowing through all of us, creating a beautiful foundation of love for healing, for learning, for growing, for opening up, for becoming. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to ask for all of us to be brought to that perfect alignment to receive the blessings and benefits that are available to us as individuals today and this whole weekend. Whew.
Ooh, that was nice.